cliffcentral.com.
All right, listen, let's get to George Meany. Let's find out what's going on with our good friend George. George, where are you today? In the Auto Trader studio?
No, I'm in my garage.
Your garage. Look at that. How cool. How cool does that look? Look at George's garage.
It looks cool. Right?
Is your car charging?
The neatest, tidiest, most organized cool.
Yeah.
Garage.
Oh. Wow. You're such a neat guy.
I told you last week, Gareth, I moved my gym up to where I had the studio desk. So studio desk can be relegated to the garage.
No problem. It looks good, George. So first of all, George, aren't you impressed by all the things we've learned from Celeste and Simpiwe in the last bit? Huh? This is useful information.
Very useful information, Gareth. I was fearing the high-yield Crocs, but you saved.
All right, so what do you got for us this week, George?
First thing is, what is the worst way you've ever been woken up?
Can I tell you, my grandmother would like just walk in like 4 o'clock in the morning, like bang the door, and then she's playing gospel music, blasting, and then she's like, "Hey, it's time to clean," and that's how I've been woken up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Most my mother used to walk into our bedroom, open the curtains,
and the sun would just
It's
time to get up, it's time to go to school.
No, I also had my granny that does that, like open up the kitchens and they make sure that the sun just goes directly into your eyes and go, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's horrible. No, why do you have a worse way, George?
Yeah, so somebody in Oklahoma City, a woman in Oklahoma City was sleeping quite calmly in her bed when this drunk Ford Explorer driver lost control of his vehicle, went through a fence, through her front garden, and through her wall in her bedroom and bumped her bed, knocking her out of the bed. So by the time the car had come to a stop, there were no major injuries to her, but she fell out of the bed with this Ford Explorer crashing into her bed.
Oh, wow. That is an absolute shocker. I mean, what would you do, Celeste? I'm sure that you've had crazy shit happen to you in your life, but you've never had anyone drive into your house and
I think by the time I'm being knocked off, I'll be like literally fainted or if I die. Yeah. No, that's scary more than anything. And also, I think my neighbors, you know, black people will be like, go check with a traditional healer. This is not on.
Doom sevens
for that.
All right, George, what else?
A Colorado driver, Gareth, he was drinking and driving. Now, you know, I mean, you should never drink and drive, but he was drinking and driving. But why he was pulled over was because he was doing more than the speed limit. He was doing 52 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. So that's 82 kilometers an hour in a 50 kilometer an hour zone. So the cop pulls him over. And the cop sees him wriggling around in his car through the back windscreen. Cop starts to walk towards the car, gets to the car and realizes that the guy had changed seats with his dog.
Wow. Talk about trying really hard to like not get into trouble. Oh, for God's sake. Listen,
that's the best picture ever. Even the house is.
I remember I once saw an accident in front of me, and there was this car with these four Indian guys in it, and they did a swap, like because the police were right in front. The guy who was in the driver's seat swapped round to the back passenger side. It was like this in instant. It was like, I don't know, 1 a.m. or something. So they were drunk, but
yeah, okay.
The least drunk guy swapped over to the driver's seat. The police didn't even see it. They didn't even know what happened. So people are thinking fast, even if they're drunk.
Yeah, people are thinking fast. I mean, this guy was with his dog. I mean, who would think that a policeman would fall for a dog in a driver's seat?
Oh, the policeman in this country is stupid enough to fall for that. They'd go,
No, it is. They're just going to ask, Do you have something for me? Do you have a drink?
And the dog would be like, yes, I've only got 50.
My thing is, how did he park and then like the whole thing to change and put the dog in? Even the dog is suspicious at this rate. Because how did the dog know he can chill like that in the driver's seat? Look at that dog.
It looks posed. So George, there's another George who says, no experience, but I think a wake-up kiss while you're in prison is the worst way to wake up.
Oh, my God.
Have you got experience there, George?
Well, he says no experience, but you never know. All right, what else is there?
Some good news. The petrol price is probably going to come down. It's expected to come down in June by R1.30 per litre. Paraffin will come down by 80 cents, but fuel that we use in our cars will come down by 1 rand or 1 rand 30 on the fuel we use.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not much. The fuel price is still bloody 23 rand. It's ridiculous.
Celeste, don't you drive a car that still runs on paraffin? I heard you had a car.
I wish. I so wish that runs on paraffin. Oh my God.
My aunt was
our neighbor had a man that uses paraffin. You know, I grew up in rural areas, so they used to fix the radios, you know, those stereo radios. So he used a lot of paraffin. So this time he cheated on her. And then she was so angry and she came and said, you are not using my paraffin because the paraffin was used to fix the radio so that he can make money. She's like, you are making this money using my paraffin and now you're cheating on me. I'm taking my paraffin away.
I love rural fights about paraffin is my favorite.
Friday morning.
A Primus. Have you ever had a Primus?
A Primus stove. I think most people are going back to that now with load shedding.
You have to. A Primus.
Oh, my God. That thing smells. And now you're chowing your egg and your egg smells like paraffin.
You need it, though. Primus. I'm telling you, we all need that. All right. What else you got for us, George?
That's it, Gareth. I'm going to enjoy my Friday, just like you guys.
Good. So, what are you flying or driving or piloting this weekend? Any strange automobiles or flying machines or anything like that?
No, I'm stuck with my iPace. Unfortunately,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
George, just one other. One other quick thing. Someone sent a message in the comments section this week about like someone borrowing a car. Now, how many people, I mean, maybe you can find this out for us for next week. How many people in South Africa have a spare car? I don't think that's a thing that, except the very rich. Like who has a spare? Yeah, a spare car. Like, who's rich enough to have a car that just sits in the garage? Unless you are really, really wealthy and you have a like weekend car or whatever, people don't have spare cars to lend anybody. I'd be interested to know if you've got any research on how many cars, you know, the average person has, because I'm sure it's one or minus one for most people.
Yeah, I mean, if of the people that have cars in the country, so the people that have jobs and have cars in the country. I think the last time I saw this number, it was 1.2 or 1.3 cars per family or something. Hmm. But I'll try and find out. I'll try and find out and bring it back.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
It'll be a nice spec to ask what type of man are you looking for? A one with a spare car.
There we go. That's what you want. So, a big thank you to Celeste Ntuli who joined us.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm very, very happy to see you. You made me laugh so much this morning. I think my day couldn't have got off to a better start. You thank and Simpiwe were on fire this morning. All right, Simpiwe, we'll see you next week. George, we'll see you next week. Have an excellent weekend, everybody. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. CliffCentral.com.